Old lady, come. This is something that happened during the later years of the reign of the Emperor Qianlong, during the end of the 18th century. The people in a city were all very mean. They actually enjoyed killing. Not just the boys and men were cruel, but the old folks, the women, even the little girls were mean too. There weren't many little girls, though, because the people there preferred boys. If they had a baby girl, they would drown her and try again. They didn't care that they were killing their own babies, so you can imagine how they treated animals. They taught their children to collect spiral lion snails to sell and to eat. Kids gathered snails, clams, and frogs. Even the very littlest ones knew how to kill these animals with a knife. If a father or mother found their children mistreating animals, they would smile proudly and say, "What a smart kid I've got." Of course, since the children there were brought up that way, they took it for granted that butchering animals was good. So when they grew up, they killed any animal they could lay their hands on. But that is not to say that everybody was rotten to the core. There was one nice old lady named Kung. She was about the only person there who knew better than to kill animals. In fact, she used to save spiral lions that had wandered too far from the water. She saved a lot of ants from getting stepped on. All her neighbors laughed at her and said she was a nut. One night, a fisherman dreamed that two men dressed in black official uniforms picked up a book from the riverbank. He asked, "What's that book?" "This is a record of good deeds and bad deeds. There are a lot of debts due for all you people's killing. You had better watch out." The fisherman didn't think much of the dream, because he had always killed things. But 5 days later, the whole city was wiped out in a big flood. Most of the people did not even have a chance to yell for help before they drowned. Only the old lady Kung escaped. The day before the flood, her youngest grandchild had come down with malaria. She took him to a temple in the mountains to burn incense and to ask the gods to help cure him. A few days later, he was okay, so she left the temple. But when she got home, she found the whole town was gone. Only she and her grandchild had escaped. Everybody else was dead.